Recapping briefly, Benny Goodman was a flawless clarinet virtuoso and incomparable improviser who brought the clarinet to the fore as a lead instrument in jazz and was hugely influential in shaping the swing era. The band struck an ideal balance between tightly arranged but loose-sounding large ensemble jazz, solo virtuosity, and swinging danceable rhythms. His innovative and racially integrated small bands introduced a broad popular audience to a new kind of chamber jazz. Goodman's music was an important stage in the development of 20th century music and a definitive statement of American popular culture. Next, we'll hear more of the great band arranging that was the secret sauce in the delightful Goodman sound. Second in the set, from a particularly great live air check of 1937, Benny takes a bright, crisp airborne solo, and the horn sections answer each other in playful call and response on Down South Camp Meeting. Now, this was one of Fletcher Henderson's great arranging talents to make instrumental sections sound almost like improvised individual horn lines. First, though, is one of Goodman's earliest and biggest hits, Stompin' at the Savoy, written and arranged by Edgar Sampson, originally for Chick Webb, back when Chick's band played the Savoy Ballroom in Harlem. Rhythmically, it sets up a driving but not frantic beat for dancers. Benny takes two well-rounded solos set against loose-sounding but precise call-and-response patterns from the horn sections. Thank you. great stuff. That was Down South Camp Meeting, arranged by Fletcher Henderson, and Stompin' at the Savoy, composed and arranged by Edgar Sampson. And those are typical of the fine arranging that Benny Goodman drew from many great jazz arrangers, and one of the key elements that helped make the Benny Goodman Orchestra such a success, both musically and commercially. This is the music of Benny Goodman on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. I hope you're enjoying this first of several programs celebrating the King of Swing. Though Goodman was a dynamic band leader, soloist, and innovator, it must be said frankly that as a man, he was difficult, driven, and complicated. Benny was notoriously unpleasant to work for, inscrutable, distant, and infuriating to those who worked for him. He seemed oblivious to the feelings of his musicians. Though legend has it that he was notoriously miserly and parsimonious, there are several notable instances of his personal generosity, like covering the medical bills of a dying musician, or keeping on an instrumentalist who couldn't read music but was a great horn player. Yet this complex man was also simple, or perhaps single-minded is a better description. Gifted, hardworking to a fault, with a relentless obsessive focus on his instrument and his music, a compulsive perfectionist, he held himself and others to nearly impossible standards. And lastly, let's face it, to succeed in the business of music, in American popular entertainment, at the topmost level has always required ruthless determination, verging on the Machiavellian. And in this regard, Benny Goodman needed his toughness, determination, and single-minded purpose to survive and triumph both musically and commercially. Here's a lengthy and delightful medley. It's a crackerjack performance from 1959, starting and ending with two of the band's biggest hits, Don't Be That Way and Sing, Sing, Sing. Thank you. Ooh, a terrific performance of a medley of tunes associated not only with Goodman, like that Sing 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 and Stompin' at the Savoy, but also associated with other great band leaders, like Basie's 1 o'clock Jump, and we heard a bit of Ellington's In a Mellow Tone. And incidentally, I apologize for lacking the names of the soloists from that 1959 performance in New York City. Benny Goodman transformed the place of clarinet in the jazz ensemble, bringing it to a newly assertive leadership position through his vast talent, technique, and incomparable improvisational skill. By fusing together a group of the best jazz instrumentalists with the greatest arranging talent available, Benny Goodman shaped and defined swing jazz. Through his extensive and astonishing body of work, he made a huge impact on jazz, on popular music, and on American culture. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, offering voiceover services and professional restoration of rare tapes and discs to digital. For questions, comments, requests for a playlist, or search for deeper understanding of early jazz are welcome at the Jazz Rhythm website. Jazz Hot Big Step, that's all one word, jazzhotbigstep.com. In future programs, I'll bring you some of Goodman's finest and rarest recordings from 1935 through the early 70s, and we'll further explore this iconic artist's impact on American music. Here's another excellent arrangement, this one by Jimmy Mundy, Benny Goodman and his orchestra from 1937, an infectiously enthusiastic live performance of Ridin' High. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening. Thank you.